Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska agent commission rates, what the latest data shows. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission data for agents across Nebraska. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps any agents competitively price their services and negotiate with confidence. Review the full commission breakdowns by city at the link below. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online, the new tool for any property tax searches and payments. Nebraska property owners and real estate professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online portal. NE real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions with faster access to property tax records and payment status. Bookmark https://nebraskataxesonline.us/ for quick tax lookups during closings and listing prep. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NE jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NE jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.